Project Milwaukee is looking at policing this week in our series To Protect and Serve. As part of our reporting, we're meeting civilians who work independently from police to reduce crime and to improve safety on the city's north side. The volunteers are called the Freedom Fighters. They patrol, respond to calls, and mediate to resolve conflicts, in some cases, in hopes that police don't need to be called to the scene. They also provide other services to support residents and improve the community. WUWM's Mayan Silver has the story.
On a brisk March afternoon, I meet the husband and wife team at the heart of the Freedom Fighters organization. Nashika and Jerome Bryant, along with three of their other volunteers, are doing a foot patrol, starting at 39th and Center near a corner grocery store. The route was simple, a square starting at Center Street down to Locust and back around. While some of the five were carrying guns, one had a red, black, and green Pan-African flag. The honks throughout the patrol are drivers showing their support. When someone honks, the Freedom Fighters wave and smile, sometimes raising a fist in a Black Power salute. There's a reason they chose today's starting spot, the site of a recent fatal shooting.
There was a teenager that got killed right on the corner where we begin our patrols, Imani. His vigil was held there, and there's a memorial there for him.
That's Nashika. She says that besides regular patrols, community members call on them after shootings or during other conflicts. The Freedom Fighters also keep their eyes open on Facebook. They resolve the issues by a combination of patrols, one-on-one meetings, and also group sit-downs. Jerome Curry lives in Lindsay Heights. He says that his family had a conflict with a neighbor and her friends that had been turning violent. He called the Freedom Fighters to resolve the issue after he says calling the police aggravated the woman and her friends. He says he liked the Freedom Fighters' tactics.
Well, they down-to-earth people. They're street people. They come from where we grew up at, in the hoods and everything. They know how to understand that if we don't stick together, that if we allow the police, sometimes bad things happen.
He says calling them was a different experience.
They don't intimidate us as much as the police. The police come with their guns drawn, and I think the cops, they escalate the situation sometimes without coming in and hearing both sides of the story.
He says calling the Freedom Fighters worked.
Ever since that, it's like the guys haven't been down there gangbanging or selling drugs or anything out there. And the lady down the street, she was willing to communicate and work the situation out. But they did an awesome job. I have to give it up to them.
Back in the patrol, Nashika says that defusing conflicts is only part of what they do. They also organize food drives and cleanups, give out hygiene items, help the homeless find housing, and have plans for a youth group.
Like, wherever we're needed, if we can help, we help.
They say they're paying attention to an area of the city where residents can feel abandoned.
Like, these people are so used to hearing negative, seeing negative, and being treated negatively, that when someone comes around and there's actually some positivity, they love it.
The Freedom Fighters say that their positive approach is an alternative to what some residents find to be stressful police encounters.
Like when my husband leaves, I worry. You know, like, please don't let him get pulled over. And it shouldn't be that way, especially for people that took that job and swore to that badge that you are here to protect and serve us.
As for those officers, Jerome Bryant, chief of the Freedom Fighters, and Sheikah's husband, has some advice.
Well, for one, stop acting like they're keeping us in check. You know, like, you work for us. You work for the community.
For its part, the Milwaukee Police Department takes no official positions on the work of the group. MPD spokeswoman Sharonda Grant says, quote, "The Milwaukee Police Department does not have enough information to provide an opinion or statement about the Freedom Fighters." As for the Freedom Fighters, they're more concerned about the opinions of the people they're serving, and they say it's a labor of love.
Actually, our tagline is liberation through love. Because you have to have a love for the people to do this. Like, and that's how I would think elected officials and officers think. Like, you have to love people to do your job and to do what you do. And this isn't even our job. Black power! What's going on?
Mayan Silver, WUWM.